following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fact in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show Live. Chapter 3, verse 15. Audio sounds bad in my ear. Is that me? I hope not. It should be pretty good. I have a new microphone, as you can see. Now it sounds like shit. It sounded good before. Let me bring it down a little bit. Back it off a little bit. Maybe that's better. If you're chatting, if you're on Twitch or YouTube or Periscope or Twitter or whatever, tell me what it sounds like, if it sounds okay. My old microphone of many years, it died. It went kaput. That's a shame. But, I turned that down some more, too. It is what it is. So I have a new microphone. Same model. It's just gold, as you can see if you're watching the video version of the show. Many thousands of hours that microphone did. Many shows, many broadcasts, but now it has come to an end. I get a new one. Arrived today, so I'm able to do this show. It just doesn't sound the same. It doesn't have the sound, the same crispness, the same... I don't know. Maybe if I shut this fucking music off. There we go. Maybe that'll help. It didn't. I don't like the sound of it. I just don't. But that's okay. If you all like it, if you all can hear me fine and clear, that's all I care about. I don't care if I've lost the crispness or the full-bodiedness of the other microphone or whatever. Anyway, this is the Stoner Jesus Show. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus. StonerJesus.net is where you can find information on the show. We're celebrating 11 years on Twitter tonight. That's right, 11 years ago, I decided, made the fateful decision to join Twitter. Tell you about that. A lot of stuff going on tonight. A lot of different stories to talk about. Some housekeeping stuff, you know, Stoner Jesus Show gaming, I haven't done it in a while. I know. I understand. And I want to do it more often, but I have a lot of shows to do, and I could have done it tonight, but I figured I want to do this show. I got a new microphone. We have a new sponsor. I have a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm going to go and do a regular Stoner Jesus Show. We're live on Periscope and Twitter and Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and all of those different places is where you can find us. Is Twitch working? I can't monitor all the chat rooms, by the way. There's just too much. I have too much going on. All the interns went home. They suck. They're fucking lazy. It is what it is. So I'm here by myself doing all of this. I am live on Twitch. That's good. You can tweet me at StonerJesus420 if you want to. As I said, all information on the show, StonerJesus.net. Tonight, not only were we talking about 11 years on Twitter, also another teacher sex story, which are very odd. Joe Biden is also very odd. There's a sex toy shortage. That's right, you heard me. Now calm down before you go out and start buying sex toys. Listen to the rest of the show first, or you can pause and go to what Adam and Eve or whatever you want to go to and get your sex toys, because, you know, time is of the essence. New movie, Jesus Rolls. We'll take a look at that trailer. Just because it's Jesus-related, I know. You're like, what the fuck? Why are we talking about that? Because I'm Jesus. Stoner Jesus. Another Jesus character I've talked about. Snoop Dogg also had a lot of shit to say. The reclined seat controversy online. And Joe Rogan talking about weed and shrooms. All kinds of stuff going on tonight. As I mentioned, the new sponsor, Check them out. Pre-roll tray. You can click their banner at stonerjesus.net. If you're watching the video version of the show, it looks like this right here. Pre-roll tray. If you're listening to audio, you didn't get any of that. You didn't see any of my acting ability and nothing. It was all lost on you. But you can still click the pre-roll tray banner at stonerjesus.net. You'll be hearing more about them. Hopefully you'll have a review coming up soon. You'll be hearing their commercials, obviously, on the show. Seeing their tweets on my Twitter feed at stonerjesus420. All of that good stuff. Thank you, pre-roll tray, for being awesome, which they are. Go check them out on Twitter and various social media. And better yet, get you a pre-roll tray. And you'll know why when you hear the commercial tonight. Because I killed that shit. I killed that shit to exactly why you need a pre-roll tray. These headphones are going to my nerves. Everything's going to my nerves. I'm getting a little more used to the sound now. I'm cool with it now. Cool with it. Anyway, 11 years on Twitter. 11 years ago, I was on, I don't know if anybody remembers Stickam, Stickam, whatever it was called, STIKAM. You get on there, you do some shit on video, you have other people on video, we get there on there and smoke together and all kinds of stuff. It was what it was. It was an early incarnation of many of the Stoner Jesus Show, and the show that is worldwide beloved today. Anyway, it had a thing on there. It was early on. It was like 2009, February 2009. It said, "Hey, check out, you know, use your Stickam account to join Twitter." I had never heard of Twitter. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I was one of the first few million people on Twitter before it got, you know, really huge. And I'm not going to say I take credit for Twitter being huge, but, you know, I took credit for it. Anyway, I said, sure, yeah, that's fine. I didn't like Facebook. I didn't really know other social media. MySpace was dying. There needed to be something else. So I got on Twitter. I joined Twitter February of 2009. I started bombarding my MySpace friends with bulletins and such about coming over to Twitter, following me there. And now we're at 138,000 followers on Twitter 11 years later. And it's a fucking celebration, motherfucker. 11 years on Twitter. I think the mic's a little hot. I think that's the problem. Maybe still a little too hot. Maybe that's better? Yeah, that's a little better. Anyway, it is a new mic. I'm going to keep adjusting it and working on it and getting everything squared away, if you will. So that is the exciting story of how I got on Twitter. I saw it one day. I was like, Twitter? What's that? And it took me a minute to figure out what the fuck it was, the microblogging, 140 characters, all that. And I was like, hey, that sounds cool. So the rest is history, as they say. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out on all the live feeds. I try to go live in as many places as I can with the show. I'm going to start with a teacher sex scandal story out of, I want to say Louisiana? We'll go with Louisiana.
Continuing coverage now of the Zachary Middle School teacher who is behind bars tonight after authorities say she allegedly had sex with one of her students. NBC Local 33's Kennedy Walker has been following the story and gives us the very latest on the charges against Ella Ray Silva.
Northwestern Middle School teacher Ella Ray Silva is behind bars and accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student. The East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office says Silva and the student were in a relationship over the summer. According to an arrest warrant, Silva sent nude photos and videos to the victim. It also says they had sex several times and that she picked him up from his home without his parents' consent.
Also, in a story that I read, that is, for some reason, the details not mentioned in this story, I don't know if it's not true or the other media outlet scooped this one. Apparently, when she was having sex with this kid, this 15-year-old, her other child, age unknown, was in the house during the encounters 8 or 9 times during the summer. We'll go to his house and get him. It's fucking crazy.
Reports say Silva also gave him an e-cigarette with THC.
Gave him weed. Now, not for nothing. We've talked about this before. Many people have talked about this before. From the perspective of a 15-year-old boy, this is fucking amazing. If a hot teacher would have said to me at 15, hey, you want to smoke some weed and have some sex? You know what? Back it up. She didn't have to be hot. She wouldn't have to be anywhere near hot. She would just have to resemble a woman with kind of decently working woman parts. A 15-year-old boy. That's fucking amazing. It never happened to me, obviously, or I would tell that story every show. So let me tell you about the time I fucked this semi-decent-looking teacher. But no, it never happened. It'd been great if it would have, but it did not. In any case, continuing with this story, and I have another perspective to talk about here momentarily.
Zachary Council member Lyell Montgomery has been very vocal about this case. He says if these allegations are true, it's disturbing.
I would never want my child or any child to go through this.
As a father, he says it's scary to think something like this could happen.
It's disgusting. It's hurting. I mean, you trust your child is going to be protected in this environment, and this environment harbors predators.
That arrest warrant also states that Silva asked the victim not to report their relationship because it would affect her career and family. She was arrested and booked Thursday on several charges, including carnal knowledge of a juvenile, indecent behavior with juveniles, and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile.
Damn right she
Kennedy
was.
Kennedy Walker, NBC, Local 33 News.
Kennedy, thanks. Police are asking the parents of other students who have previously been taught by Silva to speak out about the incidents with their children and to report any of their concerns to authorities as well.
Contributing all up in that delinquency. Here's my thing. I understand what the guy gets out of it from the perspective of a guy. Let's say you're a woman, you're a teacher, you're in your 30s or whatever, you have a career, and what's in it for her? Is it just the dangerousness of it, the fact that he's young, he's underage, the kind of the taboo aspect of it? What is it? He can't be good. A 15-year-old boy cannot be good at sex. There's just no way. You think a 15-year-old boy knows where the clitoris is? Give me a fucking break. There's no way. Okay? A fucking 15-year-old boy could not have enough experience, I don't care when he started, to know what the fuck is going on and how to actually approach, even approach the ballpark of pleasing a woman. Nothing he could have done could have brought on this reaction from her. Oh, I'm going to go to his house and get him, and oh, we're going to keep fucking and all this other bullshit. I'm going to give him some weed. It had to be the danger of it, the taboo aspect of it, the sneaking around, or the whatever. That had to be it. It can't be like, oh, this 15-year-old boy is so fucking good in bed, because he's not. He's not. None of us were at that age. We had no fucking idea what was going on. And don't give me that bullshit. Well, you could have watched porn. Bullshit. Bullshit. There's no substitute for the real thing when it comes to that. Sure, a guy can get off, but to actually have sex with a woman decently enough to where she's going to want to continue to do so? No. No. You can't learn that in porn. And 15-year-old boys don't know how to do that. So what, and she risks all this for fucking a 15-year-old? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's what I'm outraged about. Anyway, moving on. Joe Biden is running for president. I don't know. A bunch of fucking doddering old fools fighting over who's going to live in some fucking house in Washington, D.C. Why should I give a shit? Really? Why should I give a shit? This is pretty funny, though. Joe Biden is campaigning, and he has an interaction with I guess somebody who later turned out to be a Bernie Sanders supporter. I have no idea. It's just funny because he's old.
Hi, my name is Madison, and I'm an econ student at Mercer University. And, oh, awesome. So I'm going to be a little bit mean for a second, okay? So...
So basically, this woman's asking a question. He's taking his jacket off, but he's going to fight her because he's doing a bit.
The greatest advantage in this race. You've been the vice president, weren't burdened down by the impeachment trials. So, in the participation. So, how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
So, he did poorly in Iowa, and basically she's calling him out saying, why did you do so poorly, and can you win, and so on and so forth. So he starts rambling and asks her if she's been in a caucus, been through a caucus process, and she says she has, apparently, and he takes issue. He takes umbrage with the truthfulness of her statement.
It's a good question. Number one, Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Now, I guess the official story of this is that maybe it's supposed to be like a John Wayne-esque, or maybe something John Wayne said in the movie. I don't know. But he calls this woman a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Then he proceeded to take a corded phone out of his knapsack and smack her in the face with it. Isn't he the same one who was the no malarkey guy? I love the 80-year-old references. Nothing gets fucking kids to the polls to vote for you like 80-year-old references. Malarkey, lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Did John Wayne actually say that in the movie? Even if he did, I'd still. You're fucking ridiculous old man. You're ridiculous, embarrassing old man. This fucking jackass. And of course he said he was joking, and everybody laughed, and he probably was joking. I mean, I don't think he really thinks this woman's a lying dog-faced pony soldier. But in any case, it's fucking hilarious. And all these people, they're running for president. They're so old. They're so old. Is that, I guess that's a new requirement. I don't know. You have to be just, not just old, but you have to be so old that the likelihood you're going to die in office is pretty good. So it's really important who you pick for your vice president. Anyway, we got one more story, I think. I'm getting old too. Let me check my fucking outline. What we got going on here? Yes. Yes, next. I know a lot of you probably left the show because I teased this earlier and you freaked the fuck out. Well, you've heard of the coronavirus. And it's very dangerous. It's very scary. You've seen the videos of them spraying the stuff everywhere and dragging people out of their homes. And the doctor discovered it. You know, they told him to shut up about it and he died of it. It's all very scary, like movie type stuff. You thought that was fucking scary? I'm a little closer. Come here. Check this shit out. Russia faces sex toy shortage if coronavirus continues to spread. This is a real story. Some RT.com, which a lot of people consider to be some sort of Russian propaganda. Whatever. My point is, it's not The Onion. It's an actual news organization, albeit from a different country. And yes, if you go look at the article, it was written by Johnny Tickle. What relevance or significance that has, I have no idea. But the story itself is very scary. Listen, Russians may be hard up for good vibrations. Oh, what a great start. Unless the new Chinese coronavirus is soon taken under control, that's according to the founder of the chain of erotic stores, Pink Rabbit. Fantastic name. Everything about this story is fantastic, except for the news that's conveying, obviously. Maximilian Lapin, great name, whose business has over 60 locations across Russia, told website Gazeta that sex shops nationwide are facing a shortage because the country's far eastern border with China has been closed. A high percentage of the world's sex toys are produced there. According to Lapin, supplies have so far stood firm. As his company doesn't import many products directly from China, most are from America, Europe, and Asia, he explained. However, the businessman added that many American and European companies produce their goods in China, and this could lead to a scarcity of naughty merchandise. I know. Look, I take no pleasure in being the person who relays the bad news about this stuff. And the epidemic that is the coronavirus possibly causing a shortage of sex toys. Over time, the situation may become threatening, he worries. If coronavirus causes the borders to be closed for a year, then the goods produced in China, including for Europe and the USA, will simply not be there. You fucking heard me right. No more fucking sex toys. Listen, I don't take pleasure in this. I don't take pleasure, you know, such as maybe the pleasure that would be derived from a sex toy. I don't take any pleasure in reporting this news to you. If you want to go out and hoard sex toys, well, I'm not going to advise that, but I'm also not going to advise against it. Other industries have already begun to make contingency plans due to a lack of supplies. In particular, Russian automobile maker Kamaz warned of possible reduction in production from March. Cars, too. I mean, I don't want to gloss over the sex toy thing. We want to fucking shit like cars, but still. I mean, sex toys, they won't be made from that cheap Chinese plastic. You have to, like, carve them out of stone. And wood. Wood! You know what wooden sex toys have? That's right, splinters. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. Maybe you're depressed now. I don't know what to do about that. You know, I can't fix everything. I'm sorry. I can't fix everything. I can't fix these goddamn headphones. I sound like shit in my ears. That's annoying me. Now I can't hear myself at all. There we go. Holy shit. It's annoying. Anyway, there you go. That's what's going on in the world. I know. Scary shit. It's scary shit. We'll get through it together. That's what I do here. I bring joy. Maybe not as much joy as a sex toy, but still. Still. If you want to shove your iPod up your cooch while you're listening, fucking far be it for me to tell you not to. I don't tell you how to listen. You don't tell me how to do this show, I won't tell you how to listen. That's a deal. Anyway, got a lot of shit coming up in the next... We're going to look at the trailer for the new movie, the Big Lebowski spinoff, Jesus Rolls. Yes, it's Jesus related. That's why we're talking about it. Also, Snoop Dogg has some shit to say. Also, in this break, you know, the commercial for our new sponsor, Pre-Roll Trays. Pre-Roll Tray. Go check them out. Check out their banner on stonerjesus.net. Chapter 3, verse 15. We're doing a live on February 16th, 2020. Celebrating 11 years on Twitter, bitches. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here, and I have a confession to make. I suck at rolling. That's right. I suck at rolling. I can roll in an emergency, and it may be adequate, but it's certainly not going to be good, and it's certainly not going to be quick, and there's probably going to be a lot of cussing involved. Luckily, I found the Stoner Jesus Show's brand new sponsor, Pre-Roll Tray. Check them out at PreRollTray.com, or click that Pre-Roll Tray banner on StonerJesus.net. It is the only herbal cigarette packing tray on the market. The Pre-Roll Tray is going to allow you, as an experienced connoisseur, to pack your herbs faster, cleaner, and easier than ever before. But even better than that, it will allow you, the most novice, first-time users out there, to enjoy their medicated and recreational herbs in a way that they never could have before. Check out the Pre-Roll Tray banner on stonerjesus.net. Don't be sad. Don't be ashamed about not knowing how to roll or not being good at it. Instead, get the Pre-Roll Tray. And if you are good at it, well, good for you. Still get the Pre-Roll Tray. An awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Check out the Pre-Roll Tray banner on stonerjesus.net.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Pear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Yes. We've done a lot of good work for the Lord over the years. We've done a lot of good work for Jesus. You all helped us tremendously, but we need more. We need more. Jesus needs more. Just call that number at the bottom of your TV screen there. Give what you can, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. Give what you can to Jesus. Forego your Starbucks this week or whatever. Give to Jesus, because Jesus needs it. You see, I have a close personal relationship with Jesus. I talk to Jesus all the time. Jesus says we just need a little more money. A little more money. The number's right there at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Jesus. Jesus weeps. I was talking to Jesus just the other day, and he was weeping for humanity. He said, Reverend, if we could just get a little more. If we could just get a little more. That's what you need to do. Call that number at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Even a dollar. Dollar's good. Give to Jesus. Jesus needs it. Jesus is weeping. Jesus is weeping because you all don't give enough. Jesus needs more. What's that? What's that? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus appeared out of nowhere here in the studio. Oh my God. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You've come back. You've come back. Jesus, we've waited so long for you. We've waited for thousands of years for your return. Jesus, what do you have to say, Jesus? Please give us some wisdom. Please, Jesus, give us some wisdom.
Where's my money?
What's that now?
You've been getting all this money all these years in my name. Where's my money? Where the fuck's my money? Where's my money?
Well, you know, we've been doing, you know, like the good works.
Where's my money, bitch?
Well.
Where's my money, bitch?
Well, I understand.
Where's my money, bitch? I want my money, bitch.
We've been doing the good works and then you're spreading your
bitch,
word.
Bitch, I want my money.
Stuff, and
where's my money, bitch?
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch?
You see,
Where's my money, bitch?
I don't have it.
Where the fuck
Jesus?
Is my money?
I don't have it. I don't have it, Jesus.
What do you mean you don't have it?
No,
you don't have my money?
We spent it.
You don't have my money?
It's gone. It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone? You don't have my fucking money, dude?
I got the Maserati on the parking lot. It's gone,
you bought a
Jesus.
Fucking car with my money.
I've been doing good works.
You bought a fucking car with my money.
Jesus.
Where's my
Please
money, bitch?
Me,
get over here, bitch.
Please, I'll
get over
you
here.
The money, Jesus.
Get fucking back
money.
Here.
Just give me some time.
You're going to get my fucking
give
money, bitch.
Time,
I'm going to break
Jesus,
your
I'll
goddamn
get you
legs.
Money.
Give me my fucking
Please
money,
don't
bitch.
Don't hit me, Jesus.
Give me my fucking money, bitch.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 15. We're doing a live on February 16th, 2020. We're celebrating 11 years, my 11th anniversary. On Twitter, @StonerJesus420. We're live in various places, including @StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. We're also on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. All information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net. Social media links, all kinds of stuff. StonerJesus.net. Still to come a little bit later, we have the reclined seat controversy that blew up on social media yesterday or the day before. Also, Joe Rogan talking about weed and shrooms. And Snoop Dogg and his going off and then backtracking on Gayle King. But first, this new trailer for the movie Jesus Rolls. You remember the character Jesus? The Jesus? Whatever. From The Big Lebowski. I used to play a promo on the show a long time ago. They featured that scene. An amazing character for, you know, 2.5-3 minutes of that movie. I mean, I don't know how tough it's going to be to extrapolate that over an hour and a half. Obviously, John Turturro wrote and directed the guy who played Jesus in The Big Lebowski. So it's his movie. It's his creation, I guess. And it'd be interesting to see what he does with the character and he's able to make it interesting and make it more of an in-depth character. But the trailer, it does, I don't know. Maybe if I watch it again, maybe, I've seen it a few times now, and it just doesn't, It doesn't answer any of my questions, which I guess is good because you want to go see the movie. But it just doesn't make me want... A better way to put it is it doesn't make me want the answer to my questions. Let's check it out and, you know, you can decide. The new trailer for Jesus Rolls, spin off the Big Lebowski. Check it out.
One more strike, we lock you up for good. I've never seen anyone lick a ball before you throw a strike.
That's my style.
You look good.
I look like a million bucks, son.
What a honey, huh? But I'm pro.
I know you got a screwdriver.
Are you a little old to be stealing cars?
Jesus! I thought you were in a slumber.
Just got up.
So you celebrated by stealing my car. That was the first thing you did.
Well, I can't hack in the home.
Should have thought of that first. Oh! Right here.
So there's a lot of, you know, big names in this. Obviously, John Hamm, Susan Sarandon, see there, Bobby Cannavale. A lot of big people in the movie. But again, I just can't. I can't get a sense of what's going on from this trailer. I can't put my finger on it. Or in it, as it were.
On the road, flat broke, hanging loose.
You looking for trouble?
No. You're beautiful. I almost want to touch you.
Get back here, you bastard!
This is beautiful. Unbelievably beautiful.
What do you have to offer?
Jesus Quintana.
374 guys I had.
Did you count us in the total?
Of course not.
We're just carrying a piece, man. I gave it to her so she can trust us. And now she does, right?
I'm okay.
Is that your car?
Third generation.
The Swedish police used to use that.
You got a gun?
Oh, what the...
Together, no?
Jesus Quintana!
I'm gonna hold you like a bowling ball.
Woo! There's some good parts, there's some good lines. I mean, I guess it was something I would see. I would just, this the curiosity factor would be, whoops, probably bring the camera back. The curiosity factor would just be too much. I would want to check it out and see, you know, what the fuck's going on. The thing where he's putting the cart in the back of the car, that looks pretty funny. I don't think I've ever seen that before. He went with the trunk and just try to shove it in the back of a four-door. It's good shit. Anyway, Snoop Dogg. Gayle King apparently had some things, had asked a question of Lisa Leslie that referred to Kobe Bryant and his, what he admitted, what was probably non-consensual sex he had with a girl in a hotel room. By the way, the Kobe smoking game, I know, I promise we're going to do it on the air. We are. There's a lot of logistics involved. I want to do it right when we do it. So Kobe Toke, which is the official name now, Kobe smoking game will be coming live on this show very soon. Hopefully, the next episode, we'll try to make that happen. Anyway, back to Snoop Dogg. Gayle King asked a question that referred to, you know, Kobe's rape allegations to Lisa Leslie in an interview. And Snoop Dogg and some other dude, too, that's on this video, I don't know. I guess I could have went and seen who he was and looked up his name easily, but I didn't care that much. I think it's funny that they're yelling. Anyway, it starts with Snoop Dogg, and then it goes to this other dude yelling at Gayle King for her question about Kobe's rape allegations to Lisa Leslie.
Gayle King. Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Is it okay if I call him one?
Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
Funky dog head bitch.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Funky dog head bitch. You lying. Dog face fucking pony soldier, you ass face donkey blind bitch. Anyway, please, I'm sorry, Snoop. Please continue.
You trying to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker?
That's right.
Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Yeah. There's this guy.
Yeah, King.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you ask some shit like that?
Fucking doghead fucking bitch.
I don't give a fuck who friend it is. I don't give a fuck she can Obama. Uh-oh. Why the fuck would you do something like that? Why would you do that to your people? You know what people going through, right? Why would you ask a fucking question like that? Trying to tarnish somebody's image.
Yeah.
You do that to your own black people.
Trying to tarnish somebody's image.
You sad.
Funky doghead
bitch. I'm finna fire your ass up.
Yeah.
You sad, bro.
You sad, bro.
People be talking, black people need to stop fucking trying to hurt black people for success.
Yeah.
That's all the reason you ask that fucking shit for, to get your fucking numbers up.
Yeah.
Give a fuck who you can to.
That's right. So anyway, that went down. Everybody freaked out because, well, I guess part of it was the part that Snoop Dogg said about we're going to come get you. Seemed a little, I think that was above funky doghead bitch. That was the second worst thing. The first worst thing was we're going to come get you. Which, I mean, I don't want to bring up the past, but when it comes to Snoop Dogg, it maybe has some violent connotations. I don't know. You know, maybe people don't remember back in the day. Calvin Broaddus, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg, was on trial for murder, but it's whatever. I don't want to bring up old shit. I don't want to be a funky doghead bitch. Who they're going to come get. Anyway, Snoop Dogg calmed the fuck down. He realized that there's probably a bit of an overreaction to her asking a question. I mean, he reacted like she ran over his dog. Like his dog, he was wild walking his dog, and she just like fucking ran up on the curb like, "Burn!" And crushed that fucker's skull. She asked a question. Anyway, he apologized. Apparently Gayle King is cool with it, and Oprah's not going to have somebody fucking whacked. We can all move on with our lives.
All is forgiven between Gayle King and Snoop Dogg. The CBS anchor has accepted the rapper's apology after he publicly criticized her for asking about the Kobe Bryant rape case during an interview she did with WNBA star Lisa Leslie. In a statement to the Associated Press, King says that she understands, quote, the raw emotions caused by this tragic loss. She then adds that she, too, was sorry for adding to the distress that fans felt after Bryant's death. In the statement, she continues to say, as a journalist, it's something it's sometimes challenging to balance doing my job with the emotions and feelings during difficult times. I don't always get it perfect, but I'm constantly striving to do it with compassion and integrity. Snoop apologized to King.
So you'll notice she's very apologetic. So she got the message. She, through everything else, she got the gist of what Snoop Dogg was saying. It was basically, you know, back the fuck off, bitch. That allows him to be, you know, apologetic in his own way because there's obviously an overreaction.
Video shared to his Instagram on Wednesday. In the video, he expressed regret for tearing her down and for responding in what he called a derogatory manner. In the video, he admitted that he overreacted and that, quote, it's okay to man up and say that you're wrong. King received significant support following the intense backlash. The hashtag I stand with Gayle even quickly spreading across social media. Various celebrities rallying around her, like Amy Schumer, who said in part, I stand fiercely with Gayle. MSNBC analyst Karine Jean-Pierre wrote on Twitter, when you are a black woman in this country, you feel threatened, and many times people don't stand up for you. That tweet was shared by both Mia Farrow and Kathy Griffin. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker also supporting King on Twitter, calling for any threats against her to stop. Now, this whole controversy began after a video emerged on Twitter of Gayle King asking Leslie during that CBS This Morning interview if she found Bryant's legacy complicated due to a 2003 sexual assault charge against him that was later dropped. King first addressed the backlash in an Instagram video, saying she was mortified and embarrassed, but explained that the clip was posted without her knowledge and totally taken out of context. We're, of course, happy to see these two are on better terms. Love's in the air.
And it's, I mean, it's bad timing, obviously, but it's a valid question for a journalist to ask. I mean, you can criticize her for it and say, you know, maybe this is not the time. And, you know, even she said it's not some gotcha moment she was trying to get. It was, you know, a clip that was in an interview that she wasn't even aware it was going to be, that part was going to be shared. In any case, like I said, she She got the message. Best back the fuck off. Coming up after the break, we're talking about the reclined seat controversy and Joe Rogan talking about shrooms and weed. I don't do a lot of weed news on this show anymore. I do cannabis news 5 days a week, of course, for the marijuana time, so I don't do much on this show anymore, but we'll talk a little bit about it. Coming up, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 15. We're live celebrating 11 years on Twitter. That's right. 11 years on Twitter. That shit is crazy. Doesn't seem like 11 years. Seems like much, much longer. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Today I started smoking my weed again. I'm right back where I really always been. I got over my weed just long enough. Let my probation end. And today I started smoking my weed again. Hey, boy, pass me that joint. Chong's choice.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
And now, that time Black Jesus was on the show, cops!
Dispatch, be advised. Got a 1968 Chevrolet Impala stopped, corner 18th and Main Street. License plate number Paul Ocean Tom 420. Driver ran a stop sign. Also, the driver is black. I repeat, the driver is black. Over. Let's see what we got going on here. Howdy there. You know why I pulled you over?
Well, not really, man. Not really. I know what's going on here,
well,
man.
Well,
what's
well,
going
I couldn't
on?
Help but notice that you ran a stop sign back there.
Nah.
Also,
nah,
couldn't help
nah.
but notice you're very, very black. Would you not agree?
Well, what's me having, maybe being black have to do with anything, man?
Well, it has a lot to do with it. I'm going to...
Nah, man. That's cold. That's cold,
write you
dog.
Up citation,
cold.
Boy.
Citation for
running
what?
Running a stop sign and driving my black.
What? Man, that's some bullshit.
Can't be having that in these parts. Can't
man,
be having that.
Man, that's some bullshit, son.
Don't argue with me, boy. Don't argue with me, boy. Don't get lippy with me, boy.
That's some bullshit,
don't
yo.
Get lippy.
That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get lippy.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to need your ID and I'm going to need your insurance information, if you please, boy. Stop wrapping your lip.
Aight, man. Aight.
And get to it.
Aight.
Get to it.
Aight.
Need your license and your registration.
Aight, hold on, man. Hold on. I'm going to go get it.
Oh, my God. He's going for his gun. He's going for his gun.
Oh, shit, son. What are you doing? Oh, damn. Damn. What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, my God. Nothing's going to stop him.
Man.
Nothing's going to stop him.
Man, where you going? Where you going? You just shot me like 20 times, man. That's not cool. That's not cool. You lucky I'm Jesus. You lucky I'm Jesus. I'd be dead right now. Man, fucking pigs.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with the bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 15. We're doing it live on February 16th, 2020. We're live in many places, including at Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter and on Periscope. We're also on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. It's awesome of you to do so. Of course, stonerjesus.net for all info on the show if you would like to check it out. A couple things before we get up out this bitch. As they say, welcome to a Bud Reverend in the Periscope chat area. I can't monitor all the chat rooms. Obviously, we're streaming in too many places, but that's cool. I'm on checking out Periscope Twitch as well, or you can tweet me at StonerJesus420, although now I see that I don't have that pulled up, so that probably won't work. If you want me to say something about it during the show, it would be some other time in any case. The first thing, the reclined seat controversy. You probably saw it, maybe you didn't. Anyway, here's a little recap of the biggest fucking controversy for people online who have really nothing going on in their lives.
It is the air travel dispute that's got everyone talking. If your seat reclines, do you need to ask permission of the person behind you? Now the woman whose video sparked the debate is speaking with Inside Edition, and it turns out the situation was even more bizarre than the initial video indicated.
The woman whose seat was turned into a punching bag mid-flight is speaking out today. And new video is emerging of the incident showing that the male passenger not only punched the seat, but also hit it with his open hands like he was playing the bongos, even bopping his head as he hit her seat. How hard was he hitting the back of your seat?
Hard. Like, I flew forward. several times, and then I just kind of leaned forward because I knew it was coming.
It happened on a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte when Wendy Williams reclined her seat shortly after takeoff.
How did this start?
The man behind me asked me to not recline it while he ate. It's something he brought on the plane. And so I left my seat unreclined for a good 10 minutes.
After he was done with his meal, she says she reclined the seat again. On the tape, if you listen closely, you can hear him asking her, "What's your problem?"
"What's your problem?"
"I don't have one."
Williams says she summoned a flight attendant, hoping to de-escalate the situation.
She went back to him and she whispered something like really kind to him, like, "Oh, what's wrong, sir?" And she said, "It is really tight back here. You know, I'm so sorry." And I just thought, are we in an alternate universe where...
She was even issued this passenger disturbance notice that reads, "You should immediately cease if you wish to avoid prosecution and your removal from this aircraft."
She said, "I'm not dealing with you anymore," handed me that, and threatened to have me escorted off the plane.
Williams says she has a fused vertebrae that gives her a lot of pain, so she needed to recline her seat. The viral video is the talk of the airwaves.
"It's my seat. If I want to put it back, I should put it back."
"You're allowed to recline. That's why the little button so you can recline goes back. And then you're just going to hit a woman's chair for the entire flight.
Yeah.
Chivalry is dead. You're an asshat. That's terrible. I'm on
Thank
her
you.
Side.
Yeah."
We asked Inside Edition Instagram followers what they thought. 71% were on her side. 29% supported the dude.
Look, obviously, most people are going to be on her side because she's a woman and it looks like she's being aggressed against because this guy's beating on her seat. In the end, it's the fucking aircraft airline's problem. Whoever owns that aircraft should, one, decide where one seat that this person's paid for ends or where the other one begins. And if reclining comes into the space of the person behind them who's paid for their seat, they're not getting their, you know, the full space that they paid for. The fucking planes are too small. But the airline or whoever owns the airplane should have that laid out to begin with. What are the rules for reclining a seat? Just because it has a button on it that allows it to recline doesn't mean you can recline it back in someone's face if the airline has determined, which apparently looks like they did. It looks like, even by her own admission, the airline considered her the problem. Like, she was pissed off at the stewardess for being nice to this dude. If the rule was you can't recline your fucking seat, of course you'll be nice to this dude, and of course she's going to be a bitch to this bitch because she's breaking the fucking rules. But it's up to the airline and the airline owner or the rules or whatever the fucking rules are for seats. It doesn't go by fucking online polls. That's not how we decide bullshit. Even shit as dumb as this, that's not how we decide it. But if the rule is you can't fucking recline your seat unless you have permission, then you can't fucking recline your seat. I don't care if you have 18,000 fucking fused vertebrae. Now, it's on the airline to make those rules known. Maybe if she would have known she couldn't recline her seat, she wouldn't have got that seat. But if the rule is you got to have this guy's permission, apparently she didn't. Clearly, she didn't. And you see a bunch of fucking broads in those dumb talk shows. By the way, how many of those talk shows are there where there's just broads sitting around a table talking about shit? There's a lot, right? I mean, that's just me? Am I imagining things? There's a lot of those fucking shows. And that's where those clips came from. Well... He's mean bald man with the glasses. He shouldn't be hitting her chair. This bitch, if she's not allowed to recline, maybe the bitch shouldn't be reclining. And then whining about it. Getting all fucking, let me see your manager. Well, they told her that she was in the wrong. Anyway. On the tip. That was anticlimactic. Just a bit. Anyway, that's all the time I spend on that because it's fucking dumb. I would never, oh my God, I flew in coach once, well, a couple times, obviously, the only times I've ever flown were in coach, but I'm a big guy, there's not enough space, it's just not enough, I'm not going to do it, I'd rather fucking take a bus, I mean, at least then you're on the ground, and there's even more room. Anyway, it's the last story, it's the last video, whatever. Joe Rogan, talking with someone, I already forgot the guy's name. I don't even know who he is. I don't know why he's on Joe Rogan's. I didn't watch the episode. But they had talking about shrooms, decriminalizing shrooms and microdosing, which leads them into the discussion of marijuana, how many states are legal. I was quite surprised that Joe Rogan was way off on his guesses, especially with medical marijuana states. He was way off on his guesses about, you know, how many states in the country have some sort of legal marijuana. It's from the Joe Rogan Experience.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
That's next. That's next for decriminalization.
Mushrooms?
Yeah, that's next. They're going to make that happen. They're going to make it happen. It's already decriminalized in Colorado. My friend Rashad Evans was here yesterday. He was talking about it. I think they're going to pull that off in California as well.
They have to.
Just even for microdosing. If we could just get everyone to microdose, the world would be so much better.
I feel like that's the new trend right now. I hear that all the time.
Yeah,
everyone's just like, I just microdose.
I've done it a bunch of times.
I know somebody who microdoses acid. I'm like, shit.
A lot of guys in Silicon Valley
that's
do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they think it keeps all their negative chatter at bay. I had a buddy of mine who was just here the other day, microdosed.
By the way, I've never done shrooms. I've only done acid a couple times. Once was a really bad experience. It was just weak acid. It was really weak acid. So what ended up happening was I kind of fell a little off, and I was up all night, and my pupils were dilating, all that bullshit. My back was fucking hurting the next day, and the next day I had to go do a job interview, like in the morning. I had no sleep at all. And I got none of the benefits of the acid, but all of like the drawbacks, and it sucked. The second time I tried acid, it was liquid acid on like saltine crackers. Someone soaked the saltine crackers, and that was fucking great. That was great. I would do that again, but not the first kind. So anyway, my point is I don't have enough knowledge or experience with mushrooms and shit to opine on that.
So he says he takes it every 3 or 4 days.
That's
his thing. No.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, like
the little capsules,
mm-hmm.
the little pills?
Yeah, they grind it up.
Uh-huh.
They grind up the mushrooms, and he'll take one capsule every 3 or 4 days, and he said it just keeps negativity out of his head, keeps him positive, keeps him healthy.
Yeah. See, that makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of fighters are into it now.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they did with weed. It's like, I just feel like, especially now in California, I just feel like more people are just kind of chill with it. You know
yes.
what I mean? I just remember like, I can't even go back to like back in the day of like, I got a joint, let's go smoke it in the car. Like, shut up.
Don't tell me.
Hold on.
I remember that shit.
Cars driving by.
God, especially if you were traveling.
Yeah.
Joey Diaz, there's a famous film of we went to Austin, Texas, and Joey Diaz used to hide the weed under
town.
His balls. And he's on the Alex Jones show talking about how he hides weed under his balls.
Uh-huh. And it's there now?
It's probably stuck there somewhere. He probably forgot about it. But that's what he used to do. He used to take a little baggie, put his weed in a baggie, zip it up, and tuck it under his balls and his underwear.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, you had to be careful.
Yeah.
I knew guys that would put it in coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee, and then now you just have a bag of gummies, and you're like, whatever.
They don't even know what it is. I mean, how many people are vapors?
Pen. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a vape pen. Okay, cool.
They don't check. They don't give a fuck. They're just looking for bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And as it spreads across the country, the legality, I think it's legal, state legal in, what, 9 states?
Something like that, yeah.
And then medically legal in like 18 or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many? Let's find out. How many states?
Yeah, so they go look it up. And like I said, it's weird how off he is. Obviously, medical marijuana, it depends. I mean, if you want to go with CBD-only laws, you can get up into the 40s when it comes to the number of states with medical marijuana. But if most groups will agree that it's around 33 with what would be considered a decent enough medical marijuana program to qualify, 11 states are legal recreationally. Vermont and District of Columbia do not have legal sales. They're working on that in Vermont. They're working on it in D.C. too, but it's a different animal, obviously, there with the federal Congress having a say in what Washington, D.C. does in regards to legalizing sales or at least getting a program up and running. But anyway, 18 for medical marijuana is way off. It was 18 like 6 or 7 years ago.
Let's try. Siri.
I think.
And they look up this interactive map, which looks pretty cool.
I'm going to say 9 states legal.
I'm going to go
18 states medical.
Okay.
Is that right, Jamie? Let's find out.
I think.
Look at that. Oh, shit. All those green?
The dark is legal.
Yeah.
And all the other ones are what? Medical?
Yeah.
So everything's medical?
Well, Texas isn't. I don't think Texas is.
Oh, what is Texas?
Texas, get to Texas.
Go to Texas.
The light green
Texas.
Is.
Texas. Yeah, get to Texas.
The light green is nothing.
Medical. CBD oil.
Oh. CBD, yeah.
Decriminalized. No. Well, at least they can get CBD. Like, CBD is the gateway because that shit is so good for you.
CBD is a gateway.
That is the gateway.
But yeah, CBD only is not really considered good enough to be considered a medical marijuana state. at least by most organizations that I've seen in the cannabis community.
I know. They have it in everything now. Hand cream, eye drops.
Yeah. Medical, yes. Medical, no. Decriminalized, no. So the light ones are what? Go to light ones.
Are fully illegal. And
what's
like
Tennessee? Tennessee. I have family in Tennessee. What are they?
Fully bullshit.
Yeah, Tennessee.
The light ones are fully bullshit.
We had to sneak around in Tennessee.
What is up in those green ones up north?
Well, that's Maine, Vermont.
What is those squares? The squares. The light ones down.
Oh, the yellowish down. Ones, yeah.
What is that? Wyoming. No medical, no decriminalized. What is the one next to Wyoming? What is that state? Right next to left. Idaho. No. Yeah, see? That's how they keep people out. Because Colorado, man, when they made it legal in Colorado, fucking everybody moved there.
Yeah, they did.
Colorado boomed.
Of course.
Their real estate jumped tremendously. They started making a shitload of money. I think Hawaii's got it, like, weird, too.
This is mixed.
Yeah, what does it say?
Medicinal, yes.
Mixed. Reduced medicinal.
Decriminalized laws.
Oh, okay. So it's reduced penalty. And then Alaska's, like, free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legal. Powerful friends in Alaska.
God, that's crazy.
It is crazy. But look, that just what we're looking at there, Massachusetts legal, mm-hmm. Maine legal, Vermont legal.
What is that, Illinois?
Is Michigan. New Hampshire still illegal? What is New Hampshire?
Mixed. Medicinal and then reduced.
Medicinal, yes.
They don't really care. They're Austin. You know, they're just like, man, we're in Texas, but we're cool.
But New Hampshire's weird because that's supposed to be live free.
Yeah.
Like their bumper stickers, their license plate.
So anyway, it's taking forever. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's such an incremental, continuous battle on so many fronts. And I cover it all on Cannabis News 5 days a week, marijuanatimes.org. Go check it out. Search Marijuana Times on YouTube. Almost 3,000 subscribers on YouTube there if you would like to check it out. That is going to do it for us. That's right. Hear that music, you know. Chapter 3, verse 15, the Stoner Jesus Show, celebrating 11 years on Twitter. Coming up on the 26th, we're going to celebrate 9 years on stonerjesus.net, doing podcasts on stonerjesus.net. That'll be awesome. Try to get some old clips, some old shit, play it. Cut some stuff out of some old shows that I found. I don't know. We'll see. We'll celebrate 9 years. That'll probably be the next show. I'm still trying to get the Kobe Toke game together. I need some people. I gotta get the camera angles. We gotta get a scoreboard put on the screen so we can keep score while we're doing it. If you don't know what Kobe Toke is or the Kobe Smoke game, go check out Chapter 3, Verse 14. There's also a video for it on Twitch, our Twitch channel, StonerJesus420 Twitch. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show, episodes, all that stuff. CannabisRadio.com, of course, as well. A lot of great podcasts there on CannabisRadio.com. On Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. Spotify, the Church Stoner Jesus Show. Many, many places. Video and audio, StonerJesus.net for the links. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Continue to spread the word about StonerJesus.net. See you next time. Thanks for watching and listening. As always, peace, bitches.